From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera. Lawmakers aren't likely to call themselves back into special session to prevent 8,000 people from losing their health care services. Starting on July 1st, Governor Eric Greitens' budget caused elderly and low-income people to lose in-home health care services. State Representative Lauren Arthur says she would support a special session to reverse the cuts.
The cuts mean that more people are going to end up in the emergency room or in institutions, and ultimately Missourians are going to be the people footing that bill.
Greitens vetoed a plan to shift unused money from state boards and commissions to reverse the in-home care cuts. He called it a short-term solution to a longer-term problem. Missouri utility regulators have rejected a proposed high-voltage power line to carry wind power across the Midwest to eastern states. The decision yesterday by the Missouri Public Service Commission creates a significant hurdle for Clean Line Energy Partners, which wants to build one of the nation's longest transmission lines. Although their states along its route already have granted approval, the line would run from Kansas through Missouri and Illinois to Indiana, where it would connect with a power grid for eastern states. Missouri regulators initially rejected the project in 2015 while questioning its benefits and burden on landowners. This time, the Regulatory Commission cited a recent state appeals court ruling that said utilities must first get consent from affected counties before state approval can be granted. Clean Line lacks local approval from several counties in its path. St. Louis's $10 an hour minimum wage is set to go away in 11 days. But as Jason Rosenbaum reports, people that support a higher wage believe they can bring it back next year.
On August 28th, a new state law will wipe out St. Louis's $10 an hour minimum wage. It will also prevent Kansas City from implementing a $15 an hour minimum wage that voters approved this month. But a group called Raise Up Missouri is behind a statewide ballot initiative raising Missouri's minimum wage to $12 an hour by 2023. Representative John Carpenter of Kansas City says he's optimistic. He pointed to the success of a 2006 initiative raising the state's minimum wage to $7.25 an hour.
I think that the issue itself is politically popular enough, and I think you get it on the ballot, and I think it passes.
Organizers would need to gather roughly 100,000 signatures by next May to put a higher minimum wage up for a statewide vote in 2018. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
MU scientists and volunteers are planning to gather data for NASA during the upcoming eclipse. Neil Fox, an MU atmospheric science professor, will be involved in collecting data on temperature changes during the much-hyped total eclipse of the sun on Monday, a phenomenon he predicted, quote, will be nothing like you've ever seen. The Columbia Missourian reports the data will be collected by 40 temperature sensors distributed to local residents. The volunteers are placing the sensors on fences or posts over their lawns several days before and after the eclipse. Fox and NASA hope to record how much colder it gets during the eclipse, as well as the variation in temperature as the phenomenon occurs. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Colombia.